Hey, this is the Unicorn. We're here for the second official NCAC podcast, number two, in the NCAC headquarters, the man Raj. I'm here with Ed and MJ.
Yo!
Hello!
And what are we going to talk about tonight, guys?
Well, first of all, Mike, thanks for that enthusiastic segue into this conversation.
No problem. Stop eating your chips so loud. I said I was going to make smart-ass comments. So.
Well, we would expect nothing less from you.
We know it.
So, today, let's talk about tomorrow's meet at the JHM. Is it JHM or is it JHM Motorsports? Is it JHM? I don't know.
JHM Motorsports.
JHM for Motorsports, not JHM, like...
Correct.
Well, I want to make sure I got that right.
Right.
So we have this meet there tomorrow, which is it official?
No.
It is a, we're providing caravans to the event.
Caravans.
But they're providing the food and the beer and the DJ, supposedly.
Is he as good as you?
I will find out tomorrow, you know?
Okay, well...
If I have to, you know... Take him down and, you know, take over. Do what you gotta do.
Take him down, you know, handcuff him, what?
I mean, maybe. That's what he likes.
Or that's what you like, I don't know, yeah.
I'm not bringing handcuffs, but, you know.
Oh, so we can there, pick, well, I'm sure we can find some wire ties somewhere, right?
Zip ties, yeah.
Same thing. Yeah.
Hog time?
Ed's obviously in the hog tying. So we have this meet tomorrow at, in, where's that?
Lathrop.
Lathrop.
In the heart of Central California.
Where the fuck is Lathrop? I haven't even heard of Lathrop.
Lathrop is...
Actually...
Lathrop is basically the armpit of California.
Is it?
This is a great advertisement for me tomorrow.
I actually... In junior high, I actually had a teacher named was Lathrop. Yeah.
This is awesome. Where are we going tomorrow, guys? The armpit of California.
We're going to go to the armpit of California.
It was Riverside County, because that's where all the smog collects. But no, it's Lathrop.
I hope the armpit of California is wearing deodorant, because I'm not into that BO smell. So we had
a grand total of one question from you guys. it's awesome to have that much enthusiasm and input from... these members.
He's being sarcastic. Can't tell.
Well, if you speak sarcasm, you will know.
I'm very fluent in sarcasm.
He's also very fluent when he's drunk.
He's fluid, not fluent, but yeah. So, yeah. So, the question was, from our reader, poster, or whatever it was what is the, and I'll paraphrase it, make it easier. Where's the direction of NCAC going, if there is one? So, Ed, as our commandant, our head honcho, our El Jefe, the chief, the big boss, the H.A., head motherfucker in charge.
The cheese.
Why don't you answer that question from our listener, Mr. Michael Stewart.
So, to answer the question that was asked, where we're going with the club, we're going to have more events, more drives, and... we're going to do a barbecue hosted by the Unicorn, a potluck-style barbecue.
Yep.
Also, we're going to be doing a little more merchandising, and Matt just touched on that in a little bit. Also, going along with what we said in the last podcast, we're going to be implementing some fees for membership. Some membership fees. We're looking at $30 a person, and with that... You'll get two NCAC decals and you'll get an NCAC shirt. You'll be able to see the shirt tomorrow at the meet.
Would hate to start over.
Me too.
We're also looking at a go-karting day.
Yeah. TBD determined.
Yeah. To be determined on that. Top three people will figure out some sort of prize.
Top ten.
Oh.
No. Top 10 will race.
Top
in the
10.
NorCal region.
There you go.
Ooh, okay.
The unicorn has spoken.
Top 10 will race in the region. And then the top three will get a prize for that. prizes are to be turned, but it'll be some cool prizes.
Prizes will only be available for paying NCAC members.
Yes.
So anyone is welcome to join us, but paid NCAC members will get a discount on the drive, on the go-kart drive, as well as be eligible for the prizes at the end. Turn this over to Max, and he's going to go over some merchandising with you. There's a little caveat to what we're selling tomorrow versus how we're going to be selling from now on.
Well, thanks, Ed, for that. So merchandise. So tomorrow we have a very limited amount of shirts.
Very limited.
Yes. We have some for the females, so if you have a girlfriend, a wife, or if there are the ladies in our club who wish to have a tank top.
Or if you're a bro and you want a tank.
If you're a bro, don't wear it. It's not going to suit you. We have those available, and it's at a very introductory price of $15 for tomorrow only. They will go up after that. Also, more designs are in the future, so we can mix it up so not everything is always the same. So, please, I hope that you all want to have one of these shirts. They're pretty cool. I have one myself. And
Mike, also, hats.
Hats. Thanks, Mike. Caps are coming in. I have actually two. I'll be wearing one of them tomorrow. You can tell me if you like them or not. If you want to have one, we will be ordering those as well. Those will be going for $25. They're flex fit, so they look good, and they don't have that little gap in the back, unless you want it because you're a chicken or a guy with a ponytail. Do we have any ponytails in the club that are guys?
I don't think we have any sensitive ponytail, man.
No, they would be driving a Prius. But anyway, Chris doesn't have a ponytail. Does he still have his Prius?
Not yet.
No. Be the GTR.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Gojira.
So you have a gas guzzler and a gas saver. I guess that offsets, so it's okay. So that will also have some decals on sale tomorrow. Hopefully if they work out well, we'll have more in the future. We'll do a group buy, and everybody can have an opportunity to have the club pride.
Swag.
So Mike, why don't you tell us a little bit about the barbecue, what you're planning for that?
So the barbecue will be a potluck style. You know, everyone that's going to be coming will bring in something in the form of food or some kind of utility that we'll need.
So I can come to the barbecue with a pitchfork and that'll be fine.
Why don't you bring an ice pick, Matt?
Oh, an ice pick. You and the ice pick. Yeah, you know, I will bring an ice pick because I might need to use it.
Yeah. Any kind of food or utility, you know, plates, forks. Yeah,
napkin. Sort of you can bring napkins. A napkin. You can eat for free.
mostly meat. Hopefully someone will bring some vegetables or some fruit or something like that.
But mostly meat.
Mostly meat.
Yeah, maybe a bun in case we have burgers.
So, the location is still to be determined, but it'll be somewhere in the greater Bay Area, more or less. It'll be probably on a weekend, a Saturday or a Sunday. Start at about 11, 12, probably go till 3 or 4. Feel free to bring, you know, friends, the family, the folks. And it'll be a grand old time.
Good. Well, I hope we didn't keep you up on that one. All right. So what's next?
Wow.
You paused, right?
Pause. Yeah.
So, yeah, for this next segment, we're just going to talk about what's on our minds. I know that these guys want to put together a calendar for 2015, so we'll be needing some submissions soon from you guys with some cool shots of your car. Hopefully we get some models to post for us, too. We got a member, Jason Belez. He knows a lot of girls, it seems like, on his Facebook. At least that's what Ed tells me.
Well, if Ed tells you that, it must be true, right?
So, shout out to Jason if you could
yes, Jason.
Lend us some of your friends and some skimpy clothing or whatever, right. You know.
Or NCAC skimpy clothing. I can make that, too.
Some tanks.
Oh,
some
yeah.
Tanks.
Oh, tanks.
We can put together a calendar for 2015 for everyone to enjoy. What else
are
we going to talk about?
I still want to do that car show. I still want to have an event where we can put a bunch of our wonderful cars together with a person or a group of people who can judge them fairly. Not that I want to win, because my S4 is just average, just like most of ours.
Well, we'll get some non-biased...
Yes, non-biased.
Non-biased judges to vote for the best car in, you know, different categories. Also thinking about putting together some kind of some poker run or some kind of rally that we could do. You know, for the members. Obviously the paid members will get the prizes, one first, second, third place. Everyone's gonna get some kind of you know, consolation prize for signing up and joining the event. We'll probably have some kind of decal combo that we put on our cars for the event. And it should be pretty cool, you know, in the greater Bay Area. A bunch of cars driving together, finding checkpoints, and, you know, grabbing cards.
Cards?
Cards.
Poker like, cards. Oh, well, I thought you said cards, like shopping carts.
No, cards.
All right, well, I'm just making sure I understood you correctly, you know.
Cards, you know, doing different kind of challenges, you know, walking into, like, you know, bars, asking for sodas.
And then you're going into the women's room when you're a man and vice versa. Yeah,
yeah,
I got you.
Going to the driving range and hitting the golf ball and leaving.
Or you go to the driving range and you bring your gun thing into the shooting range and then you're like, oh, shit, right?
Yeah, whatever, you know.
Yeah, well, you know, it's... That's
but definitely keep it on the legal level.
On the legal level, but all right,
fine.
Still funny,
yeah, all right. Okay, a little carried away. But, you know, I'm just throwing ideas out there for everyone.
Yeah, for sure. You know, that'd be pretty cool to...
Shoot golf balls, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah, shoot them instead of hitting with a stick.
Yes.
Yeah, so shooting golf balls, because if, you know, a lot of people like golf. I fucking hate golf. I think golf is the... Golf courses and cemeteries are the biggest waste of prime real estate anywhere.
We are so off tangent.
We are, but, you know, we're on golf, and I don't know how we got there. The golf balls and the driving range, yes.
And this, again, folks, is brought to you by Captain Morgan.
Yes, Captain Morgan. Well, original Spice Run. Yeah, half a handle.
Almost a whole handle. Well,
you know what? You guys need to catch up. Anyway, back to golf. Golf is not a sport. And if you think it is, you're fucked. Because it's not. Now, miniature golf. Now, that's a sport. Hitting a golf ball between the blades of a windmill. That takes fucking skill.
We could have CAC mini golf.
Oh, I love it. I am so there.
Okay.
What do you guys think of that?
Putt-putt golf. Yes.
You're hitting the golf ball, you know, in a hole is one thing, but hitting it through the windmill, that takes skill, okay?
Anything in Audi news, guys? Anything in Audi news? The R18, driving around the racetrack at 200 plus miles an hour with no sound and mad downforce. Have you guys seen that video? It is awesome.
And I bet that car has more than 286 horsepower.
It does, and it's a freaking diesel, I bet.
I must have missed that video because I haven't seen it.
Catch up, Max.
But let's talk about the A3 launch.
Oh, the A3
We went to a couple A3 launches, A3 right?
Launch. Yes, we did.
Yeah, yours was at a winery.
Ed, go first. How was yours in Sacramento?
It was great. Lasher hosted it at Friends and Eddie Winery. Great food, great drinks. Got to see the A3s. Got to take some pictures. It was a great time. Lasher put on a really good show. You guys were at Stevens Creek?
Yes, we were at Stevens Creek, and it was more of a club.
It was like a Vegas vibe.
It was Vegas vibe.
It was pretty nice.
It had red carpet. It had lights. It had drinks.
DJ, bars everywhere.
DJ Donovan up in the mix, you know?
I got to meet Anthony from Arizine. It was nice. I wasn't too impressed with the A3 personally. As a commuter car to work, I wouldn't mind if someone gave it to me, but I wouldn't.
I know a lot of people don't like it because the Sportback was... They turned the Sportback into a sedan, but... I don't know if you noticed, they're bringing back the Sportback in the TDI.
I hope so. The thing I remember about the A3 sedan was that the dash had this insert, kind of like a GTI, you know? The center just did not look... No, don't pause it. The center just did not look good. You know what I mean? And I mean, I was already smashed. I almost tried to find my way into a trunk in one of those cars. But all I remember, you know,
I can't imagine you being drunk.
The funny thing is,
drunk
they,
maybe
they were giving out free rides after the show, and
which made no sense. Oh, free rides. So
no test rides.
Okay,
no
well,
test
that's rides. Actually a smart idea on their part. Yeah. After drinking, you know, liquor.
Well, I'm surprised at Stevens Creek because I remember Stevens Creek Porsche letting me drive one of their cars when I was rather wrong.
Well, they probably learned from that mistake.
So, Max, what did you think about the Stevens Creek Audi E3 launch?
what they put on the party they put on was actually quite impressive. I didn't expect that. It was like Vegas. It was a club experience. It was very nice. And I think that you were in a showroom and then all of a sudden you have, you know, drapes, lights, music, you know, it was a lot of, I'm good, thank you. It was pretty nice. The food was actually really, really good. I love the food.
The food?
In fact, that's all that's the only reason why I was there, is for the free food.
Did they have food at yours?
Well, Ed was at a winery, so I'm expecting a lot, you know,
cheese, probably
higher standard with the wine and cheese.
The food was awesome at that event. I mean, it was catered by the winery. It was great food, great drinks. Good times. I mean, you couldn't beat it. They had a DJ there. I'm not sure who the DJ was, but. It was a good time. Last year put on a great event.
I don't want to compare apples to apples, but let's just say the Stevens Creek one was more of a, it was less of a launch party and more of just a party.
Yeah.
Okay. With the and the food and the cocktails. I mean, you had people lining up for 45 minutes for a drink, and when they brought out the car to the showroom, you know, it was like, it was almost unannounced. I mean, they rolled in the car and it was sitting inside the dealer, but I mean, you could count by the handful how many people were actually looking at it. And
see, with Lasher, the cars were already there when you arrived.
Yeah, yeah.
So they had four of them that were set up already, and they had a photographer there that took pictures, and they could like superimpose celebrities into the photos.
Wow.
So who was your celebrity? Who did you pose with?
I'm trying to remember what her name was. I don't remember.
Her name? You sure?
Yeah.
It wasn't Shaquille O'Neal?
No, it was Shaquille O'Neal.
We had no celebrity. We did have a photo booth, though. But it was just, you know, with an Audi background. And I had the photographer yelling at me for stepping through the danger zone there next to his lights and his
I have
camera.
Never done one of those before where they hit the backdrop. I felt like a celebrity. It was great. You know?
Did you take a picture?
Lizzie and I took a picture. We did. And,
is it online?
I think we posted it. Yeah, we did, because Ed gave me shit about it later on. Yeah. About a selfie or some shit. And I was like, I don't have a camera.
I just have to say I saw Max a total of maybe two times that night. In the dealer,
I had to bump into you. I saw you, then I had to bump into you because you didn't recognize me because I had.
But there were also so many people there that, you know, weren't really interested in the Audi at all.
No, they weren't.
They were just there for free food and drink, and they're the club or party or whatever.
And to meet somebody who had actually maybe some money to hook up with.
You know what? I had that same exact vibe. I'm just like, you know, I think some of these people are probably gonna go to Santana Row after and you know, do their thing over there. Was it like that for you, Ed, in Sacramento?
No, it was a very casual.
Yeah, they had cheese and wine and put their little pinky thumb up.
It was very much like a San Francisco 49er tailgate party.
Well, I wouldn't know what that's like because I don't like the San Francisco 49ers.
Who does like the Niners? Come on, Niners suck.
Yeah. Oh yeah, that's right. You're a Dolphins fan, right?
Oh, go Seahawks!
Oh, some kind of fish type flying thing, right?
All right. So anyway, this podcast is about Audis, guys. Let's try.
Audis. Is it Audi? Like Audi? We're out of here.
Not yet.
No.
Okay. I mean, what are we going clubbing soon, guys, or what?
So, what do you guys expect from the new from the B9s? So we know the A4s are going to come up first. The B9 A4s will be first. The B9 S4s will be second. What do you guys expect from it?
I'm going to expect LEDs. If not LEDs, I'm going to expect some kind of laser technology.
Like full LED? So I can agree with you here. I think the whole Audi line is going full LED headlights.
Yeah.
It's going to go from an option to standard.
Yes, absolutely.
So, as far as the LED headlights, you look at the Acura MDX and her fucked up looking headlights with the LEDs, and you have the A6 with her LEDs, right?
Yep.
What's the difference? Because when I look at the A6 or the S7, A7, whatever, the lights look so much better in the Audi. I'm not trying to be an Audi fan on this, but...
Sorry,
but on the Acura, it looks like shit.
Well, it's because...
It's Acura.
Here's the thing about Japanese cars. I had a G35 before I had my S4. And the big thing about Japanese cars, especially on interiors... Every time I sat in my G35, I thought I was in a fucking spaceship. There was buttons for buttons. There's buttons fucking everywhere. And coming from having all German cars before, it was almost annoying. There were just so many goddamn buttons in the car.
Yeah.
Going back to the S4, it's just simplicity. It is what it is. You have...
There's a lot of buttons in the S4 too, though.
Nothing compared to a Japanese car.
I have a lot of not anymore. But there's a lot of buttons there.
I think that the Audi line, at least the S line and the RS line, they're gonna go more towards force induction than they are gonna go for bigger displacement.
There's my force displacement.
Wow.
Yeah.
I have a B7 S4, and that's gonna be the last. Big V8 that Audi
puts out. I agree with you.
It's probably a good idea, too, because it has less than 300 horsepower.
Let's just say that your cars will never sound as good as mine.
They won't. You're right.
I don't care how much horsepower I have or how, little horsepower I have. I mean, nothing sounds like a V8.
No, and I'll agree with that 110%. Yeah. Nothing will ever sound as good as your V8. But nothing will be as fast as my V6 against your V8.
When the unicorn showed up here, you knew. Oh shit, it's the unicorn.
I knew the unicorn.
Your house rumbled.
It did, and I saw you.
You walked outside.
It was like, holy shit, there's an earthquake.
No, I walked outside to guide you back because you passed my house.
He got some three-wheel motion on the driveway, guys.
No, we might put that up for your entertainment. But
that was pretty good.
Quattro for life. YOLO.
Yeah, no, but your car does sound...
Yeah, and
I'm jealous. I want my car to sound
that. It's like it's a blessing, and it's also kind of a disappointment because the way that car technology in general is going, it's going to be more more hybrid, more electric driven, than it is going to be gasoline driven.
And that's what I want to talk about. I want to talk about this hybrid and this electrical car stuff. Yeah, so these hybrids, let's talk about the Tesla, right? This expensive sports car, right? The Model S, or whatever it's called, right? Why does everyone have to have an S to it? So you have this Tesla. It looks good from the front, looks good from the back, except when you look at the tailpipes. Oh, wait, there aren't any. So it's a fucking eunuch. It's not even a real fucking car, okay? It has no dick, all right? It has nothing for... this. Can you say dick on here?
You can say whatever you want.
But what I'm saying is it has no pipes.
Here comes the rant.
Put some fucking fake pipes
precursor. This is a rant. Here we go.
Put some fake pipes in the back of it so it looks like a goddamn sports car. It doesn't. You have the front, the sides.
But tailpipes don't matter. Look at the Lexus ISF.
It'll still smoke you off
the road. No.
Look at the ISF. The ISF has those quad tailpipes. You can stick your fingers through the bottom tailpipes. They don't go anywhere.
Same thing can be said about the RS4.
Who cares? The point is, at least it has them.
No, it hasn't.
All right. When you look at the eunuch,
RS5. I'm sorry. The RS5 has fake tailpipes too.
No, it has them. They're inside for the... I've seen them. They're really sweet. But no, when you go to the other one, no. The point is, it has nothing. So, if you take a chick, right? Or a guy, whatever. And you go back to your place or a hotel.
Are we in the red yet? Are we in the red?
Or you go to the hotel, right?
Yeah, right.
And then the pants come down and then there's nothing there.
Yeah, we're in the red.
There's nothing there, right? Not one Oregon or the other. Okay, that's a eunuch. That's what that car is.
But they'll still smoke you off the wine.
Will it?
It will.
Oh, hell yeah. Well,
Because they don't drive them like that because they're afraid.
No, the Tesla S will dust you off the line.
Really?
Oh, hell yeah.
Well, I've yet to see one try.
Instantaneous torque. There's no lag.
No, okay, well, that may be, but I've never seen one with one try and do it. But they never tried.
That's
I've never
true.
Seen one with
that's
a Tesla.
Because the drivers of Teslas have no balls. That's what you're saying.
Just like their cars! They have no balls! No nothing! It's just like, okay, I have this car, and at the end there's no pipes. I'm sorry, you have to have pipes at the end of a car. Alright, even
does and the pipes have to smoke.
Does the Prius have pipes?
Yes.
Okay, it's a Prius and they're a piece of shit car.
Yeah, Prius has pipes.
Well, yeah, because
it's an engine. It's a little 3-cylinder engine or a 4-cylinder.
I don't see the pipes.
Well, it has something, but anyway, it's better than the Tesla. At least make some fake fucking pipes so it looks like a fucking goddamn sports car.
It'll never be a sports car.
But that's Tesla, what it is.
The Model Tesla S is a sports sedan or whatever you want to call it.
Well,
it has jump seats.
Wait, isn't the S4
is a sports sedan?
The S8 is a sports sedan? Well, it's a super sports sedan.
No, the S8...
It's a cruiser.
That,
it's a super cruiser.
Alright, well, okay, the S6...
The S8 doesn't even have a fucking DSG in it.
Yeah, but the S8 will blow the fuck off all of our doors, right? You know,
no, the S8, that's a fucking Tiptronic. It'll
blow the doors off of our cars, okay? It's like getting an RS7, okay?
Dude, I was so...
Why do you think it blows the doors off your car?
It'll blow the doors off of your car, too, okay? S8 is greater than S4.
Dude, my Q5 okay. will blow the doors off your S4. But anyway...
Well, no, it won't.
Well, I have the stage. When I go to the APR or the KO4 Turbo.
We'll settle that at the track. How about that? We will settle that at the track.
Dude, my car, the Q5 blows your doors just standing still.
No, it doesn't.
It does.
No, it doesn't.
I mean, it sounds good.
No, there's no way.
My S4 shortest suspension is
there's
basically,
no way.
My S4 basically shortest suspension is stock, and I don't think you'd have a chance.
There's no way. There's no way.
Against my S4.
Ed is so proud of his new suspension, by the way. You have no idea.
You know what? We'll settle this at the track.
What do you tell you?
We'll shit talk all we want now. Okay. But the track
has a decibel meter because that's all you're going to win by.
Oh.
Ooh. Wow.
Yeah, so.
Wow.
We're there. Yeah.
Wow. Let's go there.
Dude, I would love for my car to sound like yours. I already admitted that.
Well, you know what? We'll see who the faster car is at the track.
I already know I'll beat Ed because mine's tuned, but.
No, I mean, let's put it out there, guys. Let's put it out there.
I don't
let's
think,
put it as a challenge.
A challenge.
Put it out there as a challenge.
You think your S4 can be my S4?
I don't know. We'll see.
Well, we know my S4 will be your S4.
We don't know that. Let's put it down at the track.
Your
S4
in a straight line would be my S4, but I don't know about cornering.
Really?
All right. I'm gonna put this out there right now. Fastest car in NCAC gets a prize. Fastest
so,
car on the track.
So Chris with his GTR wins.
No, he doesn't have a fucking
out. No. You know who wins? Speaking of Chris. Chris will win. Because Chris, his S4 is mad. Christian?
Fine.
Yeah, like, it is now. Yeah, he's
fastest slip on NCAC.
Is it? But what about Dennis's RS4?
And I will personally...
No. I think Christian's S4, Christian's S4 is just...
Well, yeah, he's got the Stage 2. He's got the meth kit in there. Formidable, absolutely.
Yeah.
I would put him up against the RS4 for this.
Oh, yeah.
Really?
Yeah, I would.
Oh, hell yeah.
Fastest car that gets, the fastest time in NCAC, I will personally deliver some kind of gift to them.
Will be some Doritos, Jacked, oh...
It'll be something.
All
right. No homo.
Oh, by the way, isn't time for a plug right now, isn't it?
No homo, unless it's Jason.
Is it time for a plug?
It's time for a plug for 034 More Sports.
Ed?
What?
Give him the plug.
Give him the plug.
034? your greatest tuner in the Northern California region. If you have an Audi and you need to take it to get tuned.
Undisputed.
034 is the place to go.
Undisputed.
Yeah, so I want to say something about 034 or 034. Which is it? Is it 034 or 034?
It doesn't matter.
I think it's 034. No, it's 034, not 034. Why would you have 034?
It's 034 because the 034 is the first three digits of your freaking ECU.
Well, is it? See, I sit corrected.
If you,
all right,
if you
so, 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 so.
If you followed O34 from the beginning...
Well, I didn't. I used to have American cars.
Because I've been around here for 10 years.
Well...
And you would know what 034 stands for.
Well, you're right. And well, I don't... And I, yeah, I know. And I don't, Unicorn, because before my Audi in 2012, I was all about American cars because I thought...
America!
All imported cars. All imported cars were fucking garbage fucks.
Can't hear you over the sound of my freedom.
Yeah, the freedom of your 286 horsepower. But anyway,
still freedom.
Yeah. So, three, four more sports. They've been good to me so far. Keep it up. No, because you know, no, I'm going for that stage two. Plus
034 has been great to this club. I mean,
no, they have. No, no, I have nothing but respect for them. They've been really awesome.
Yeah, I've done them for a long time, ever since my B5, which is 10 years ago.
No, well, we can't. So. Well, you're a B5 owner, so we're not going to talk to you.
And B6 and B7. So, you know, I'm just saying, I think I have the most.
You ever had a car that wasn't an Audi?
No, I haven't.
Really?
Nobody's perfect.
Yeah, I haven't.
You've only had Audi?
Yeah. I've only owned Audis. Well, now I have a Volkswagen GTI, which I got chipped. At 034 Motorsports.
Awesome.
And wow. I got my downpipe installed there too. These are such a reputable company. I love them.
Are they?
Yeah.
I've heard mixed reviews, but hearing
you know, that's with every. Let me put that as a broad statement. As with any shop out there, and listen carefully. As with any shop out there, your reps for that shop determine. You know, whether your shop has credibility or not to the members. So if you have a bad rep out there that doesn't know what they're doing, you're not going to get very good reception from, you know, people like us.
I would think the only bad rep that stands out there, at least for me, would be with Nilo Auto Group.
Wow. And it's holding something back because I see it on his face. But
Nilo, is that a dealership? You know, yeah.
Nilo Auto Group is by and far... They're... I'll be honest. I would
spit it out.
I would pay more before I gave Neil Auto Group a penny of my money again. They
mixed reviews.
Why is that?
Well, so when I was trading in my when I was ready to get rid of my one of my last cars, I was gonna trade it in. I was gonna get a 335. I go into Neil. Hey, I like this 335. What kind of deal can you give me? Oh, we'll give you $500 off. What? No. Go fuck yourself. $500? No, that's all we can do. No, that's not all you can do. And just the arrogance of the salespeople. So fine, I got tired of the salesperson. Give me a manager. Manager came over. Oh, well, you know, that's the best we can do. Well, hey, if you're not going to deal with me, I'm going to go over to Infiniti. I'm going to buy a G35.
Yeah.
Well, you know, whatever. So what I do, I literally walk next door to the next dealer. And I bought a G35, and I gave them their 330i back.
Yeah.
And you know, that just left a sour taste in my mouth. That, and then on top of that, when I had my 330i, their service department was absolute crap. Dealing with their service department was a pain. It's nothing like what I have now with Lasher. Lasher's awesome. I mean, anything I need, Lasher they take care of me, and that's the way a dealer should be, right? You buy.
That is, and you know.
You know everything. Right. Everything from sales to service. Mike in sales is awesome. He treated me with respect. That's why I bought two cars from him. In January of 2012, I bought my S4. In August of 2012, I bought my Q5. And from that day, that dealer has done nothing but treat me with respect.
Your Q5 needs to be lowered, by the way.
My Q5
Your Q5 is like a fucking goddamn 4x4.
But here's the thing.
It's an SUV, right?
So is mine.
What we say about shops or dealers, I mean, that's coming from the experiences we get. And that'll never always be the case. Because, like I said before, it's always about who you get. It is about who you get.
Right? I agree with you because I know there's people out there that like Nilo. And
yeah, if you had a different experience at Nilo from a different rep, we wouldn't be having this conversation.
Service is always key.
I can say from my experience when I went to Stevens Creek and I had my B6, they would not replace my double din radio because it was peeling from warranty, even though I was still in warranty. But when I went to Livermore Audi, they did. But, you know, that's very subjective on the rep that I got from Stevens Creek. And maybe he was having a bad day or, you know, whatever, but...
Well, yeah,
that gives a sour taste in their mouth just from that one experience.
It's
and that's
true.
Why it's important for any shop or any dealer to recognize that, you know, each experience is what we're gonna remember. It's not like we go to the dealer every day.
Right, but for me, with Nilo,
I buy parts.
I went back and forth with Nilo. I gave them the chance to make it right. They didn't make it right. So I complained to BMW North America. BMW North America went back to them. Nilo came back to me, and they still couldn't make it right.
Well, that's bad on them.
Yeah.
That's bad on them.
You know,
I actually had the service advisor at Nilo come to me as I'm standing outside and say, and actually almost threaten me and say, you know, you shouldn't go to BMW with stuff like this, because if you do, you know, no one will service you. And I'm sorry, that's just unprofessional.
Yeah, yeah.
You don't do that shit.
Yeah. Like, and you know.
And so from that point on, I took my 330i to Roseville BMW, and as you all know, I live in Elk Grove. To go to Roseville BMW, that's an hour drive.
Well, actually, we don't know. We don't live there.
Well, yeah, right. We don't know. But
that's an hour drive. That's an hour, and
it's somewhere over there.
That's an hour drive each way for me.
So yeah,
I mean an hour drive each way.
I'm the same way. I mean I live in Sunnyvale. Stevens Creek is obviously the closest dealer, but I drove out to Livermore, which is an hour away. Same thing.
Right.
Same thing.
And I've, my dealer is Rector Audi in Burlingame. And
yes.
Paul Medina is my service advisor, which has been absolutely amazing for me and for Lizzie. But there's been times I had to go to Stevens Creek for my Stasis stuff because they don't want to do it. So, speaking of Lizzie, an admin, there's three of us here. She's here somewhere. We need to get out here and let her speak her words. Let her talk.
Okay.
And
take a sip first.
So,
it's in the
pardon,
now.
Pardon me, that came out the wrong way. So, with further ado, I want to actually introduce our other admin, Lizzie. Talk about her Q5, the sexy, incredibly wicked, awesome Q5, which I am so jealous of, and I wish it was my car.
# because bags.
Because bags. Yes. Because bags. So, Liz, tell us about the Q5. Tell us about how your experience has been with it. And what else you want to do to her.
Well, my experience with my Q has been wonderful. Just got the new plates today, so I'm extremely excited about that.
# new plates.
I'll have to look that up.
I am the guy that puts in like the smart ass for Marks.
Okay,
so.
All right.
He does.
Perfect combination right here.
Yeah,
this is
we're
awesome.
All good.
Don't,
so
don't
it's working out
me.
Fine.
I'm just gonna cut in when I can. It's
perfect. I love my Q, and she's still a work in progress. I'm gonna do a couple more things on her.
Thank you.
I say me. I'm the one that comes up with ideas. Some of them, and Max is the one that puts them into motion.
# work in progress.
Yes, indeed.
And of course, then he comes up with quite a few ideas.
Yeah, but you know, I've gave more energy and attention to your Q5 than I have to my own S4.
Which brings to mind, I'm just a bit jealous about that.
Why is that?
Because you give her more attention than you give me attention.
# jealous.
There you go.
Yes, but # I love you, so I want you to be happy, because a happy wife is a happy life.
Yeah, but I think...
# happy wife.
Happy wife.
Happy
yes.
life.
# off topic.
It is. But anyway, yeah, back to the topic again.
I can't help but notice that we've got quite a few really sexy-looking Audis out there, except there's one I don't see on...
Well, there's that one gray one right there, and that's Ed's, and it's not sexy at all. But anyway, completely stock. Anyway.
There's the other one over there that's under 300 horsepower.
You don't know that. It's not moving.
But it looks and sounds good. So,
not moving.
So Liz, you and I just ordered the carbon inlays for the interior from O Carbon, which we're looking forward to. It'll be a few weeks before we get it, but we're very excited about it.
Yes, we are.
And for you, that's just yet another added list to the mods that we've done in your car. It's actually one of the first ones I've done to mine in a while. And I can't wait. Ed was going to do it too, but he's a procrastinator.
What?
Yeah, I know.
I would do it, but except I already have carbon fiber trim, so.
Oh, we'll see.
Yeah, well, so do I, but I want it for the instrument cluster and the vents and the MI.
I do have to say, though, that was the one thing I didn't want on my car, and it took a while for Max to actually convince me. He didn't like what I've got in there right now.
Well, you had that wood grain. Yes, unless you're a 90-year-old woman, you don't need wood grain in your inside the car.
That's true.
You don't.
It's hashtag old people.
Hashtag wood, very
wood
fucking old people.
Wood grain does not go good with bags.
Yeah.
Okay,
no. So. Yeah, you're bagged. There's only a few out there. Very few. Especially the Q5 market. So what's next? So for the Q5, maybe a body kit. We're not sure if you want to go with the
KO4.
Oh, that's right. We want to do an APR.
Go fast.
Get rid of the stasis. Go APR. Get gotcha, KO4 go turbo. KO4 turbo. Maybe we can get that through 0 or 034 Motorsports.
034.
Whatever it's called. Let's go. But yes, they are our preferred tuner. Besides the performance, we have a few more looks we want to get. We want to get the kit. So is it the character? Is it the what's the other one that we're looking at?
As far as
the body kit for the front end.
The one we had seen at the dealership.
Yeah, it slips me. ABT is it. ABT kit's also nice. So this kind of a tough choice.
That was an awesome choice, yeah.
Yeah, it is. Sorry, we're a little distracted because Ed and Mike are like fist pumping to dance music. I don't know.
Hashtag Cascade and Dead Mouse.
Yes. Okay. Yeah.
Let's go.
Yeah. Odd.
Are there LEDs on all your taillights and headlights already?
Are there? I don't know.
Well, as far as the
interior LEDs, right?
No, all interior LEDs we have been retrofitted with. License plate LEDs, yes. We also. Taillights, we went with the 2013 model lights. Don't burn yourself, Ed.
No, don't.
Yeah. So, yeah, we went from the 2012 Q5 to the 2013 LED rear lights.
I like that. I like LEDs on the taillights and the...
And also reverse lights.
And reverse LED lights.
LED reverse lights, both on other cars.
I retrofitted my... mine with LED taillights, and it looks delicious.
It does.
And hashtag delicious.
Yeah. Damn it, Ed. I'm supposed to be doing the hashtags.
Oddly enough, though, when I put the LED reverse lights on my S4, I got these hazard, the warning.
The yellow.
But when I put it in the Q5, no warning at all. Awesome. Same lights. Really weird. So, yeah. No, and the Q5...
So I think what he's getting at is half a handle or... almost whole handle. What are you expecting from this
hashtag drinking problems?
Oh, a hell of a lot more.
And her dad.
We're just barely starting.
I like the look of the Q5 slam. It reminds me of something we don't have here, which is the A4 Avant. It actually looks like a bigger Avant. All-road.
It does. Yeah.
But it looks more stylish. You know what I mean? Because it's got like the... It looks sporty when it's dropped, and you're right. You guys are absolutely right there. I haven't seen that many drop Q5s because it's like a you know family car. Cool, family.
Yeah, there's
car,
only three right? of them yeah. around. Yeah.
So the way that it looks right now, I mean, I think yours stands out so much. You know, you put that on any kind of like Instagram or any kind of like Because Bags or Lowered Forum or Facebook page. I mean, people go crazy. Yeah.
Which brings us to another thing. NCAC has an Instagram page. Right? Max?
We have an Instagram and Twitter.
Well, I've never seen the Twitter. Does anyone actually even use that?
Yes.
We have a Twitter now.
Well, we started the Instagram recently. Liz did.
@NorCalAudi.
Okay, fine. We have an Instagram.
Liz is our official photographer right now for the club. And, she's in charge of the Instagram. Twitter, I'm not even on there. I haven't seen it.
Instagram, so. You know, we're gonna have some pics of some cars, and we're gonna put some effects like, you know, Valencia or X Pro 2. We're gonna make that shit look legit.
Exactly, you know? Drinking with my bitches.
Hashtag
living with my bitches.
If you guys can put at some point the Instagram so that people can Northern sign
California,
up.
Northern California, Audi Club.
Yeah, we
Instagram.
Need to update our Facebook page with our Twitter and our Instagram.
Yes, we do. And that's something we will do in the near future.
And if you guys, you know, ever, if you guys are on Instagram or Twitter, whenever you're putting up any kind of photo or anything like that, you please put a hashtag of our Instagram or Twitter feed on at the end of that, so we get the you know, the repost.
So today, Ed and I were driving around in the WikiQ5 to find a car wash, which was almost impossible.
It was impossible.
We found two, but they had those tracks, and we wanted to drive through the tracks that are 20x10 rims. But we went to the one, and some guy in his Volkswagen, you know, he had some nice rims. Oh, he had rims. So maybe
they were nice.
They were rims.
Wow.
But anyway, they weren't. You
no
know,
love for V dubs.
No.
Yeah.
No love for V dubs.
No, they weren't stock, but they weren't. But anyway, came out and he was like, he was googling. Ooh, look at that. He was like pretty much coming in his pants. But anyway.
Wow, can we say that?
We can.
On the podcast?
We did.
We can say whatever we want.
Well, he just
because our podcast is rated M.
So he's just staring at the queue, right? I don't, or
and
me.
Our podcast is rated M because of Max.
He wanted, he wanted the queue.
He walks by and he gives a thumbs up. And the Q5 wasn't even dropped. It wasn't
did
even
you drop
up.
It when
no,
he
it was
walked
on
by?
One. It was on one. It was
I don't
the
know
second
what one
list.
Means.
One is the second
just
to lowest.
Just
about dropped. Yeah. Oh, did you just slam it? Like,
we didn't. I didn't want to, you know, make him like have
you
a hard.
You should have. You should have.
Yeah, I should have.
You should have.
But he gave a thumbs up and was like, "The car's sexy. I love the car. I mean, to me, it gets me hot all the time.
Gets you hot?
It's so hot, dude.
Hot brother?
No oh, dude, you have no idea.
You should have.
Oh,
you should have put that shit on.
I thought the
zero.
S4 got me hot. It doesn't. The Q5 in all splendid glory. Oh, it's so sexy. So good.
Yeah.
Oh, I love it.
So beyond this, I don't think Liz has really told us what her...
Yeah, we haven't
what,
really had a chance
oh, shit.
To talk.
I'm sorry,
man. What her future goal... What her future plans are for this Q5.
Wow. And for all the Q5 owners and listeners out there...
Yeah, for all of these...
I mean, this,
yeah.
She is the pioneer of, you know, mind the Q5, so...
Yeah.
If you want some tips or tricks or any kind of advice, she is the person to go to for that. So, what else is planned for it?
Well, let's see. We're getting the...
We're getting the carbon fiber inlays for the inside,
fiber.
Yeah. Get rid of that wood trim, which is hideous.
Right. Hashtag old people.
Hideous. Hashtag hideous. Yeah. What else? We're going to go for the APR tune. And then the KO4 turbo down the road. And,
Well, what about looks-wise? What are you looking for?
The body kit.
The body kit, yeah.
Yeah. Liz, she's still up in the air for that. Sorry. Go ahead. I interrupt. I speak for
no,
her.
That's
my bad.
Thing. Well, because he knows what I'm thinking. He knows how to word it. I know what I want. I just don't know the proper terminology or the names. And he does, so... Feel free. You know what I want. The ABT, the one that we saw at the dealership. That was
I guess we're going for the ABT. I would prefer the character, but, you know, she wants the ABT.
So,
well, I don't necessarily want ABT, but I loved how it looked. It was just...
Well, if that's what
awesome.
You like, then that's what you shall receive.
Is that what was... The dealer actually has an ABT?
No. One of the guys in the parts department has ABT on his Q5.
Hashtag this pump.
Yes.
Oh.
Thank you.
Oh, you gotta love that.
That
yeah.
Awesome.
So, will the Q5 be on display tomorrow at the official, unofficial?
It's unofficial. Let's put it in the paint. Okay, guys.
Do
it's
it.
Unofficial.
It is.
All
right. We're officially sponsoring the event, but it's not an official event.
How are we sponsoring the event?
Bringing people there.
Yeah. We're bringing caravans to the event. We're sponsoring the event, but it is a JH Motorsport event.
Okay, well, because what I saw said that it was an official NorCal Audi Club event.
Let me ask you a question there, Max. How many people were invited to the event?
Depends on which post you look at.
The one that says NCAC JHM.
Was that 16 people?
It said 22 invited. Okay.
Oh, okay. Well, 17 are going.
Well, 17 are going. So that let's put it out there.
Yeah.
That means 22 of us saw that post in the amount of how many members do we have? 500 something.
550 last I checked.
Oh,
yeah.
Well, who's counting, huh? Yeah.
Not that anybody's counting.
Yeah.
Look, I mean, I'm just saying, if there is a sponsored event in the future, we all need to coordinate this so that we make one event, and you know, we need to make sure that not one or all of the admins are in contact with us.
And the advertising for this event needs to go through one event.
Yeah.
Meaning because there's two events with two separate headers.
There's actually three events now.
With three separate headers then.
Yeah.
Three events. I'm losing count.
So there's an Audi Zine one, there's an NCAC one. So, you know, let's just make it clear to any kind of vendors out there, you know, if we're gonna coordinate some kind of event and you want it to be an NCAC sponsored event, then you know, you need to contact one of us or all of us and
that's clear. Excuse me.
And I agree with you. And realistically, you either need to contact the Unicorn, Max, or I. Those are because we're really the three playmakers.
Yes, we are, aren't we?
So I heard.
Well, yeah, we are. I don't know who else is there out there.
We are. So, yeah, again, contact with one of us, MJ Riser and Hernandez, or the Unicorn, a.k.a. Mike Zhao.
Unicorn.
Is Zhao?
The Unicorn.
Hashtag Unicorn.
Finally figured it out. Is the real name.
You guys won't find me as Unicorn.
Okay? I found you at... No, I was like, how do you say his last goddamn name? I don't know. And now you've cleared it up. Zhao. Actually, I knew that.
I'm sure you knew
that. I thought it was Michael Unicorn.
He just always call me whatever. You want to call me Unicorn.
He just always looks the same.
Let's go there.
Wow, Ed. You're married to an Asian gal, right?
Huh?
You're married to an Asian
gal. That's why he's going there.
Last I heard.
And what's her name? What's her name?
Asians love Audis. Hashtag. Exactly.
Asians love Ed Hernandez .com. Yeah.
Wow. That's not a real site.
No, it is. It will be by the end of the night.
If you want drink spit on your carpet, keep going, buddy.
Why not?
Or your carpet burned by cigarettes.
Well, it wouldn't be the first time. I would.
Wow. All
right, we're gonna break into the next segment.
Go.
What's the final segment? Let's do it.
Dude, you gonna delete that last segment?
Oh, jeez.
Wait for me. And I'm. So our last segment is going to be talking about, you know, we want more involvement from the members, you guys, in our podcast. We want to know your questions. We want to know your feedback. We want to know what you want to hear. Max.
That's me.
Hashtag what you want.
What do you want?
I want you all to buy my fucking t-shirts. That's what I want you to buy. All right, that's what I want. I'm sorry, you know, it's not for profit because I'm making any money. It's just for Club Pride, but they'll be out there. Okay.
I think what he's getting at is
thanks,
Ed. When you buy the club t-shirts, you're helping the club.
you're helping yourself. Is what you're doing.
None of the profits are going into his pocket.
Yeah, because actually there are no profits. So
and so, if you help the club out, we can provide better events, better opportunities for us to, you know, have more fun at lower cost to you guys. You know, we want you know things that we usually pay for to be free for you guys. So that's why we're, you know, selling the swag. That's why we were asking for the membership. more participation. It's just so at the end of the day, you know, we can have a more cohesive family that, you know, is going to pay less for all the stuff that we're going
to
provide.
I think what needs to be said is the Facebook group will always be free.
The Facebook group will always be free. It will. And you guys will always have access to, you know, all the posts and whatever.
However, a member will allow you to get discounts on products, and we'll be working with vendors to maybe get you a discount on parts or discount on labor or whatever we can do for you.
Exactly. Because at the end of the day, it's like we made this group for you guys. So, you know, all of us are in a community. We're all trying to help each other out. And if we can, you know, help each other out with, you know, lower labor prices or cheaper parts or, more group events that usually cost a lot more money, but we can get at a reduced price. That's what we're trying to aim for. And swag. So much swag.
There is a lot of swag. And I put a lot of time and energy into the swag that will be on display tomorrow with some other stuff on display. And I'm looking forward to you guys being interested into it because I want that.
And we'll want feedback on it. If there's something that needs to be changed or if there's something custom that you want, let us know.
Yeah, let's not get carried away.
Tomorrow.
No, tomorrow, it's what I like and what I want to sell you, all
right? Tomorrow is a promotional thing, right?
So tomorrow,
the price of $15 a shirt
is a good price.
That's it.
That's cost. That's cost, okay? So we're not. Yeah.
Yeah, it's my cost, and like I said, I'm doing it for the good of the club, not for my own, you know. Yeah, I'll win the lottery, then I'll be good. What the hell is that?
That's the remote.
Don't drop my remote. Drop
whatever,
your remote.
Dude.
Yeah, okay.
So, I think at the end of the day, we're looking for more participation from you. Let us know what you want. Let us know what you're expecting from us. We're looking to give you the best value for the money. The club dues are coming probably within the next couple months, I'd say. I think that'd be fair to say.
Yes, it would be fair, Ed, to say.
Club dues, once we iron out the details, yes.
Club dues can either be paid by cash or
PayPal.
Or PayPal.
Venmo. Or gold bullion.
Or
Venmo. Take gold.
Or credit cards.
Or hookers and blow. I didn't say that.
No, yeah, I'll skip the blow. The hookers part, maybe. No. Gold bullion. Gold.
Yeah,
gold
bullion.
Is worth way more.
All right, guys. Well, we're pretty much saturated over here, and so I think
Ed is about saturated.
We're oversaturated.
No, Ed is saturated.
We're precipitating.
Unicorn is
you're a scientist. Okay? We're precipitating because we're oversaturated. You get that? You guys get that?
Hashtag participate.
Wow, you guys are
What's this hashtag shit?
You guys are so not on my level, man. Unicorn out.
All right, guys. Thanks for hanging out.
What the fuck?
Well, Ed's been drinking. He's drunk.
Unicorn out.
Ed out.
We got that first time, Unicorn.
See you guys later.
Pow.
Thanks. Till next time.